on the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again.
Hello, this is Andre,
Natalia,
and Annika
from the Wrangell Ranger District of the Tongass National Forest. We're here with the weekly Recreation and Road Report for July 27th through July 31st.
Road conditions, construction, and logging activity. Middle Ridge Road is closed until reconstruction can be completed in 2027. The main line, McCormick Creek Road, Forest Service Road number 6265, is washed out and impassable at Milepost 13, just past the High Bush Lake Road. The High Bush Lake Road, Forest Service Road number 50040, has a slide across it, but is passable to high-clearance vehicles. WCA crew is resurfacing the bridge on Forest Service Road number 6270, near the intersection of Fools and Tom's Creek Road. Road number 6270 will be closed past that bridge until further notice. Roosevelt Dock on Zaremba will not be open in time for hunting season, due to contract supply chain issues. Trees are down on Zaremba Roads near Roosevelt Harbor. There will be a couple miles of logging trucks on Forest Service Road number 51720 on Edelin Island. Expect traffic delays. The Forest Service is working towards repairing roads, but they won't be finished anytime soon. Stay tuned for updates. Please stay safe out there.
For Annan Wildlife Observatory, a wildlife update from the Annan Rangers. Both brown and black bears have been seen daily. Some very cute triplet black bear cubs have been hanging around as well. We've seen many more fish in the creek as of late. More bears have been seen on the trail recently, so pay attention to the safety talk at the trailhead to learn how to handle encounters. See the action for yourself. Check out the Annan live stream at explore.org to see your favorite bears live 24/7. They even have night vision. Annan Wildlife Observatory permit season started on July 5th. There are still some permits available on recreation.gov for $30 if you have your own boat or float plane to get there. If there are no more permits available on recreation.gov for the day you're interested in, 4 permits each day are available through weekly lotteries. All lottery requests must be made in person at the Wrangell Ranger District office. Weekly requests will be collected by Mondays at 4:30 and awarded on Tuesdays by noon. The request schedule is as follows. For passes to visit Annan from August 2nd through August 8th, requests were accepted from July 21st through 27th, and passes are awarded on July 28th. For passes to visit Annan from August 9th through the 15th, requests will be accepted from July 28th through August 3rd, and passes will be awarded on August 4th. For those who will need to purchase transportation to Annan, please contact an authorized guide directly for both your passage and your permits.
Okay, for recreational reminders, be careful with your campfires. Completely put out fires and don't leave them unattended. Make them on durable surfaces like rock and sand. The Oksani, also known as Little Lake's Cabin, is under construction. It is expected to be completed sometime in August. Expect short traffic delays on Forest Service Road number 6277. There are no U.S. Forest Service Kids program this week as we prep for Bear Fest, including Forest Explorers and Reading with the Ranger. There was a human-bear interaction near Three-Way Pass this month due to the late pink salmon arrivals in the creek and the late berry availability. Bears may be seeking other food sources. So, remember to be extra prepared and aware when you are outside in bear country. Bring bear spray, talk loudly, and make some noise. It looks like rain and more rain on the forecast this week, so stay dry out there.
This announcement is courtesy of KSTK and your Wrangell Ranger District and can be found posted online at kstk.org. Thanks for listening.
Yay! I can't wait to get on the road.